You know the thing about Mondays?
Mm.
Yep.
Very tricky day.
Mm-hmm.
I would say out of all the days of the week, this requires the most amount of focus. Basically, focus on not saying anything that you regret.
Yeah.
We like to call Mondays in our house Overreaction Monday.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of ready to overreact to everything. So I'm not quite of a sober mind yet. All of the sobriety comes back to me Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I need a whole day.
But Monday is, I'm kind of a floating dark cloud.
Yeah.
Wanting to be a very bright cloud, struggling to do so.
Yeah.
It is a multiple cup of coffee day.
Yes.
It is a requirement to sweat kind of day.
I like that.
I've decided that I'm a Monday through Friday worker outer.
That's great.
Yeah, that's healthy.
I'm taking weekends off. Saturday and Sunday, we got too much baseball, basketball, golf, whatever. And then, Sundays is gone. Right. I'm never in between services going to go work out.
Yeah, what?
I'm not that guy.
No.
In fact, I've made it clear this last week, I'm not a CrossFitter.
You made that abundantly clear.
Man.
But
that was wild.
I am an OTFer.
Right.
That stands for Orange Theory Fitness.
OT Heifer? Sorry.
You get it. Let's leave the heifer out of here. I'm working on it. But Monday is this thing where Monday morning starts the same for me every Monday. And every Monday morning, my 9-year-old wakes me up. Dad, wake up. He's like shaking me. Dad, wake up. Dad, mom says, get up. Dad, mom said it's time. Because Julie's going to let me sleep in until I got to drive those boys to school.
No alarm clock.
No alarm clock on a Monday. Now, I've already woken up.
Yeah.
I've already, woken. I've already looked at my phone a little bit. Sometimes I got to pretend like I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get up out of my bed on a Monday until I have to. Mainly because I'm not going to bed on Sunday until it's just like I'm up. I'm kind of wired. I'm kind of like,
the adrenaline of Sunday.
Adrenaline, a lot of coffee, a lot of, you've been out, blah, blah, blah. So, Monday's a tricky day. Nevertheless, even though Monday is tricky, I vow to be a leader. Oh, welcome back, everybody, to a Monday edition. Whoa. Speaking of.
Here we are.
First ever.
Yes.
First ever Monday Leadership Lean In.
I have to break it to you, Pastor Jed.
Yeah.
We have done Monday Leadership Lean Ins before.
That's not real.
Two or three, and every single time you say it's the first time.
That's not real.
It's very
real. We've done it Monday before. Like, see, it's all a fog. It's all a fog.
It's Monday. Yeah.
I have no recollection. Exactly. Obviously, zero recollection.
First time.
That is fantastic. Well, welcome to another edition of Monday Blues on Leadership Lean In. We're excited to have you with us. Thank you to everybody that has been sharing. I see so many people sharing Leadership Lean In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people. We love you. We love you, leaners. Someone else was talking about their tribe. You know, all these names.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right now, Warrior Nation's going for the Warriors.
Yep.
Dub Nation.
Laker Nation. Dub Nation. There you go, to be corrected.
Sorry.
By the Bay Area girl. Strikes again. Do we have anything in Seattle? The Sonics? Were we ever called anything?
No.
Sonic Boom?
Yeah. No.
Sean Kemp getting in trouble.
The
12th man, of course. That's the Seahawks. But
yep.
You know, you got Laker Nation. You got, what is the Dodgers don't have a nation? Dodger.
Oh, they do. I can't think of it, though.
Dodger Blue. Dodger Dogs. Brooklyn Dogs.
I feel like we're going to get blown up in the comments for not knowing these.
Yeah, this is not good.
Yeah.
I love going to Dodger Stadium. I got to tell you that. I love this new pitch clock they got going.
Mm.
You know, all the MLB games are like half as long now.
Stop.
As soon as they throw the pitch, a 25-second clock starts ticking. You got 25 seconds to throw the next pitch.
Not real. They have a shot clock.
No. The other day, we went to opening night with our friends,
yeah.
Clayton and Haley Barnes. You guys know the Barnes.
Yep.
He has fantastic seats. So, like, you have the club and all that, So we go to the game. The game ends so early, we go up to the club and we hang out. We were one of the last people to leave.
Wow.
Because the game ended so early.
Sounds like a great night.
It was a great night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic experience.
So fun.
Where was this, my whole childhood?
Yeah.
Usually the pitcher's up there. He's thinking about, you know, his kids and what he's going to pick up at Whole Foods. Maybe I'll go to Air One and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I'm going to get the Hailey Bieber smoothie. No, let's get, you know, the Hadid smoothie. Yeah, it's like, come on. Pitch the ball.
Yes.
Finally, 25 seconds. Hurry up and throw it. We are nevertheless excited, Leaner Nation, to be back today talking together about the subject of leadership. Now, listen. Mm-hmm. We have said this multiple times.
Mm.
We cannot promise perfection.
No.
But one thing we are committed to, progress.
Mm-hmm.
Growing a little bit more, week by week, day by day, minute by minute. Today, I'm going to jump right in. Today, we're talking about five reasons why things don't get done.
Hello. Mm.
Want to talk today about why are things in your world not getting done? Leadership to me is about, another word for leadership is execution. Executing things,
yeah.
Making things happen, getting it done.
Yeah.
Or as those guys that were on Tudor together that acknowledged that they were white, get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done. Like we've talked about being a get her done leader before, but I want to circle back because I think I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama this week. And one of the best leaders that I've ever been around is Pastor Chris Hodges.
Yeah.
And Pastor Chris was speaking to a group of pastors one time. I was lucky enough to be in the room. He said, what you guys do not lack is skill or talent. But I think the number one thing that you do lack is focus.
Mm.
So he's talking about living a focused life. I think when you live a focused life, you can execute.
Really good.
And you get things done. I want to talk today about five reasons why things aren't getting done in your world. Number one, it's because of that. It's lack of focus.
Right.
And so I want to just acknowledge the weapons of mass distraction. Maybe you have too many tabs open.
Yep.
Maybe you got too many things going on in your world. Now, I think everybody needs to crack their code to have the right environment. You know, we all need the right environment to flourish.
Yeah.
But I also think you need the right environment to focus.
That's right.
So
what is it? Is it background music? Like Julia, my wife, who is in the office next door right now, she cannot have any music on to focus. The music, the TV, any noise, she's like, I can't focus.
I'm the opposite.
I am the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I want the TV and the music on.
Wow.
I want all of it.
Amazing.
It needs to sound like a coffee shop to me.
That's exactly right. We're from the coffee shop generation that like I learned how to study with so much activity in the background.
Yep.
To me, it's like it's comfort.
Mm.
You know, like we have the Calm app today, and our kids go. You know, people go to bed. You know, listening to the sound of the ocean or whatever.
Right.
For me to focus, I need a lot of different things going on. So in the morning, I got coffee going. I got music going. I've got TV going. I mean, I just get a lot of stuff going, and somehow I'm able to crack my focus code. I think one of the reasons why things aren't getting done in your world is you don't have the ability to focus. So maybe you do need to sweat before you focus.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you do need, some medication if you've got ADHD or whatever. Fill in the blank for you. You've got to crack your own focus code.
Yeah.
You've got to get in. I don't know. I don't think I mentioned this yet on Leadership Lean. And there's a guy recently that's telling me you only need to crush two blocks a day, 5 to 8 in the morning, 5 to 8 at night.
Yeah.
Did I mention this here?
No.
Yeah.
But this is like the next trend in productivity.
Yeah.
Is it used to be minute management. Now it's block management.
Blocks.
Yeah.
5 to 8 in the morning, you got to crush.
Yeah.
And 5 to 8 in the evening, it's family.
Yeah.
And there's something about having focus hours to go like, these are my hours where I absolutely can fire, work through, you know, I read a book years ago from John Maxwell called Thinking for a Change.
Mm.
And I love that book because I think one of the biggest lids on our life is we're just not thinking well.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're not thinking enough. We're not thinking critically.
Yep.
And the reason why we're not thinking is you don't have time to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have time to focus. So you've got to start to find that. You know, when I was in Montana recently with Levi Lusco, who's been on the podcast before, a great leader, his early morning regiment, the things this guy is pushing his body and life to do so that he could be at his prime. Mm. I think you got to tap into those hours when you think well. Otherwise, you get into decision fatigue and you're trying to create in times when you're exhausted.
Yep.
You're just not going to be able to think well. So I think, number one, lack of focus. Number two, there's no accountability. Mm. Mm. So you want to do all these things, but who else knows about them?
Yeah.
Who else is right. is following
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
You know, it's like people get annoyed in culture and they talk about this. Hey, I'm pinging you. Hey, I want to circle back.
Yep.
And people don't like that because yeah. people don't like accountability.
That's right.
Yeah.
No one likes accountability. But I think we need to be held accountable for what's not getting done.
Yeah.
Right.
For what's not happening. And I enjoy holding myself accountable. Hence the CrossFit video.
Yes. Thank you, by the way, for your transparency.
We needed that.
I need to be held accountable. A man is ensnared by his own words. Okay. So, but I enjoy holding other people accountable because I think that it's a safe place. It's like my kids. I tell my kids, you can't watch TV. And then if I walk by and they're watching TV, do you know that it comforts them knowing that I'm going to hold them accountable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it builds right. trust.
It
yeah.
builds crazy trust. If I have people in my world that I don't hold accountable, they're going to go, his word is worth nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Whose word is most important? Whose life really needs to be held accountable? I need to hold myself accountable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said that you were going to do this. That's why anytime I go into a challenge, like people on social media sometimes be like, how can we not doing these 30-day challenges right now? Fam, because if I say I'm doing that challenge, yeah, I'm going to do that challenge.
Yeah, and it's a lot.
I don't tell you to do stuff that I don't do.
Right. Yeah.
Like if I say I'm getting up every day at 5, I'm for 31 days, I'm doing 5 a.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or reading 3 books, or fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, the reason why people don't get stuff done is they're not holding themselves accountable to what they committed to.
Yep.
70-day challenge, or I'm going to do, you know, this eating regimen, or this fill in the blank for whatever task you set out. I think the reason why I confess a lot of what I'm doing and tell people is because I know I'll be accountable for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I just keep it with me, sometimes I'm like, well, you didn't really tell anybody and you didn't commit to that. Mm-hmm. And you didn't say, you know, so I think there's safety in letting other people know this is what we're going to get done.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that sometimes we can think that, oh, if I'm telling someone else, then they're holding me accountable, and now it's on them to keep me accountable, to check up on me. But when you tell someone else, that's just you keeping yourself accountable.
That's right.
Yeah, can we just address real quick this whole accountability thing? I feel like I grew up in the era of accountability. Like, you know, I'm expecting you to come check up on me once a week for an hour. Like, real leadership, real accountability is going like, hey, can I bounce some things off of you?
Yep.
Like, can you be a safe place? By the way, I'm going to bring something to you.
Yeah.
X, Y, and Z. These are the dates. You don't have to come get me. I'm going to come to you.
That's yeah. right. That's right. Yeah. And to me, that is great leadership. Great leadership does not just lead down well, those that are under you. Great leadership leads up well. And leading up is having people in your life that you allow them to help hold you accountable
yeah.
for the growth and the execution of the things in your world. Here's the third thing is there's no timeline. Mm. It's like we got to get an expiration date.
Yeah.
The other day, Julia goes, throw the milk away. I go, what? It's almost full. How come? Look at the date.
Yeah.
That one is gone. That one is not good. That one is, it's past its day. Now, luckily, it was some oat milk that I don't really mess with unless I only do the coffee oat milk. What is the Oatly one that's for the coffee? The gray one.
Yeah, the barista. The
yeah, but the blue yeah. one, who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
So that throw it out. But you got to have an expiration date.
Yep.
By X. I love to do this within our world of going like, hey, by May 1, let's hire somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, by June 1, let's have that video. Like, mm-hmm. like it's all because I think that gives. It doesn't give stress, it gives comfort. If there's no expiration date, I think it's all about starting strong and ending strong. Starting strong, ending strong. We started this project, we're going to end this project.
Right.
I said I'm going to, you know, write a book or do, you know, work on this project or fill in the blank, this eating program or this workout, whatever it is. You've got to go to a timeline because I think a timeline allows you to go like, people can crush in spurts.
Yep.
They cannot crush forever.
Right.
Right.
So, hey, let's get focused. Let's get things done. And we're going to take 3 days to solve X problem. We're going to take 3 days to, you know, we were just in a meeting earlier talking about our next conference. And I go, okay, we want to choose the theme. I could have chosen next Wednesday or I could have chosen this Wednesday. By this Wednesday at 3 p.m., we're going to have a name.
Yep.
Great. And there's something about getting it done. I heard someone recently say this. They're talking about, you know, when people ask for more time to make a decision, they don't need more time.
No.
They need more information. So let's get you the information.
Yep.
Because I don't need to give you a week or two.
That's right.
I just need to get to information. So we're sitting right here. Let's talk.
Yep.
What information do you need to make the decision? That to me is someone that has the ability to go like, hey, we don't need this crazy timeline. Let's have the appropriate timelines for the things that need to get done. So is it graphic? Is it a video? Is it whatever the project is, it needs to have the appropriate timeline to execute that and get it done. Number four, here's the fourth reason why things aren't getting done. Oh, gosh, I love this word. Do I love this word? And do I love to acknowledge its lurking, cancerous desire to overwhelm my life? Here it comes.
Let's hear it.
Procrastination.
Who would do that?
Things are not getting done because we procrastinate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it off till tomorrow. I'm going to get this done tomorrow. This is, you know, I don't know how your email looks. I don't know how you do your email. I'm a big fan of the Apple built-in mail system. The Gmail generation, I don't get at all.
No.
Anybody, you're on Gmail, aren't you?
Big Gmail.
Yeah, yeah. See, it's a gen.
We knew that.
It's a different generation. I don't understand. I have four or five or maybe more email addresses, right?
Yeah.
They all come to this one place.
Perfect.
And I work through all my emails. Now, I always have about three, maybe at the most, four emails at the bottom of my emails I'm not touching.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch these emails. They're my official procrastination emails.
Yeah.
I feel so seen right now. This is
So like when I go through my emails and it's at 48, I'm going all the way. I'm never going to zero.
No.
44.
There's about three here that are like, they have to do with things that I'm like, I just mentally have a block.
Yep.
Mentally, I don't know if I'm ever getting to today. One of the three I executed on.
That's great.
I promise to God.
Wow.
And this person emailed me in the month of December and asked for a favor.
Mm. Progress, not perfection.
And I have been very well aware of this request. And the timing on this was predicated upon someone else's ability, availability, openness to this person's request. So now, I could have pushed this in December, January, February, March, but it was not right. I was not right to... It has to be right.
Right.
So I procrastinate. I would say in this scenario, it was about timing. Everything else in my life that has to get done is not getting procrastinated.
Right.
It's not getting put off. I'm not putting off projects. I'm not putting... This is a favor.
Mm.
So you could procrastinate. What I'm saying about procrastination is you got to choose what can be dealt with later. Mm-hmm. But the stuff really that's good. Essential, the stuff that's important, the stuff that's got to move everything forward in your world, in your life, for your family, for your kids, for your organization, for your team, whatever you got, like that stuff's got to get done. That stuff cannot stay in the three or the four.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
The stuff that's living in the three or four for me is optional.
Right.
I can get to it when I want to get it. The mm-hmm. other things in my life, I don't have a choice. We've got to get this done.
Right. right.
And that to me is a person that is not plagued with procrastination. You can, I've talked about my garage before.
Right.
Yeah, and the moment I said, hey, I'm accountable. I got to get my garage done. Boom. We whooped that thing into shape. I'm not going to procrastinate forever on things that are actually important and matter to my life.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you've got to decide for your life, have a little bit of margin. These things I can kind of put off for a little bit. Maybe it's a convo. Maybe it's a... you know, some gift or whatever, that's fine. But the things in your world that are waiting on you that we cannot move forward, again, get it done.
Right.
Yeah.
Move the ball forward. We are stuck. It's crazy. There is somebody that I know that went through a very hard time recently. And so when, you know, they were in their kind of hard, low moment, they said, do you realize now why I procrastinated on everything? And I said, oh, it all makes sense.
Context.
Because there's a reason why you're procrastinating. Mm-hmm. Again, if you we call it clean living.
Wow.
When you're living clean.
Yeah. Yep.
You got the eye of the tiger.
Yep.
You're getting it done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, we're getting up and we're going.
Yeah.
When you got stuff going on in your life, you're not sorted. Things aren't right. We can't get it done. Why? You're in your head. You're in your feelings. You're in your...
You don't have the energy.
No.
Mentally, emotionally.
Just keep pushing it off. I'll deal with it later. This is some Samson stuff. I'll deal with it later. Yep. I'm putting it off. So let me ask you, leader, why are you procrastinating? Why are you putting this off? Are you only a fool waits for perfect conditions? So you got to get it done. What are we waiting for? You waiting for an invite? What are you waiting for? Just start making it happen. Mm-hmm. There's no perfect day.
Right. Can I give a hack that someone gave me? When I was in Bible college, someone told me, if you struggle with procrastination, and at the time I really struggled with it, schoolwork and that type of stuff, and they asked me a question, how many times do you press the snooze button in the morning?
There you go.
So you start your day procrastinating.
That's right.
Shoot. Your entire day is marked by procrastination. And then fix that and the rest will go.
That's crazy.
I was listening to the CEO, the founder of Home Depot. Art, what is his name? He owns the Atlanta Falcons now.
Art Depot.
Wow. No, stop it. It's the dude, son of a baker. Anyways, he said, every morning I woke up with urgency. Mm. Mm. He was talking about how, I think he was saying it's the gazelle and the lion both wake up with urgency for two different reasons.
Yeah.
One is because they got to go get food. And one is so they could survive.
They're not food.
So that they're not food.
Yeah.
But both wake up with urgency. Both wake up on the run.
Wow.
And he said the way that we built Home Depot is just living on the run. When you are a get it done person and you know how to focus, it's because you're like, I wake up on the run.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Probably every morning of my life, no matter what time I wake up, I always feel like I'm late.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't care what time I wake
up.
So
real.
I'm already behind. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. If I get up at 5, I'm behind. I can't get to the coffee shop fast enough. I can't get my coffee made fast enough. I can't get the computer fast enough. We got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go. Because the way that I've learned about leadership is that no one else is doing the work for me. Mm-mm. Nobody. So in a good way, there's responsibility on my shoulders.
Right.
I don't have the privilege to procrastinate. The worst thing that could happen is that when people look at me and say, we've been waiting on an answer from you. Mm. We wanted to do that, but we've been waiting to hear back. Oh, gosh, help me. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot. I didn't. Is in my email? You know, just like you don't want to fail people.
Yeah.
So part of the reason why you got to get rid of procrastination is because there's people that are waiting on you. People that are need you to lead.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think, too, procrastination, it's like, You get tricked into this thought. If I can put it off later when I have the energy for it. You know, when I have the energy, when I'm not as tired, when I can give this thing really everything I got, then I'll do it. And like you said, there's no perfect circumstances for that thing to actually happen. But also, the more you put it off, the bigger that thing's going to become life. The problem, the bigger the issue. This is parking tickets in Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh.
That's yes. Exactly right. You pay that thing in 30 days, it triples.
It's great.
Brother.
And that's just life, though.
That's just life.
Yeah. I think that actually the previous point, like adding a timeline to something helps take the scary away from something you're procrastinating on.
Right.
I think a lot of times we look at it and we think, I got to do this right now. And it's such a big task and it's something I really don't want to do. And I'm scared. And I think there's probably a lot of emotions attached to, like you said, when we're procrastinating about something, whether it's situations in our life or something about this thing that I have to do is really emotionally exhausting or draining or mentally, I just can't handle it. And so adding a timeline, I'm going to start with this step and then that step and then that step.
Right.
It's really not that scary or bad anymore.
No, it's right. It's right. It we have to be able to see life as being manageable. Mm. Problems being manageable. That's why we talked about this last podcast of taking inventory of your life.
Yeah.
Taking a good audit. I think the same thing about projects. Of going like, here's my projects. Here's what's going on. Here's all the stuff that I'm going to talk about in a moment. But that's why I think that you need focus time and focus hours, mm-hmm. so nothing becomes overwhelming. Here's number five. The fifth reason why things aren't getting done is number five is knowing what to do is good enough. Hmm. A lot of times people are just satisfied. I know that I'm supposed to. And so just the knowledge sometimes we think is the wisdom.
Wow.
Wisdom is the application of the knowledge.
That's right.
And one of my favorite scriptures is the good that a man knows he ought to do and doesn't do sins. So what the Bible is actually teaching us is a lot of times we know the good. We just don't know how to execute.
Right.
We don't know how to put that's why there's always a gap between who I am and who I want to be, or even who I am and who I pretend to be.
Wow.
And so I think you got to connect these. I desire to be a great leader, and I actually execute on being a great leader. Yeah. These are disciplines.
Yeah.
These are habits. This is the atomic habit at play, the compound of consistency. So I think in order for you to get things done in your world, you cannot be satisfied. I know I got to pay the bill. I know I got to make, get the lawn mowed. Yep. I know I got to pick up the kids. I know I got to go grocery shopping. I know I got to do the laundry. I know I got to, go on a date night. I know all these. I'm glad you know. Great. You are not great because you know a lot.
Right.
You are only great if you do a lot.
Yep.
We are not judged off intentions.
Right.
If we were judged off intentions, my God, I'd be Superman. Because I tell you right now, I have great intentions.
Yeah.
Oh, my intentions are beautiful. My intentions are one. My intentions are off the chart. My intentions are probably better than yours.
Probably.
But my actions. She's like guilty. She's like, yes.
That yes, was sir. So easily surrendered.
Yeah, don't surrender that fast. But to me, I think a lot of people land here. It's like, man, I meant to honor them. I meant to send them a text. I mean so well. Yeah, that's not leadership.
No.
Leadership is doing. Mm-hmm. Actions speak louder than words. In fact, your actions are speaking so loud, I cannot hear a word that you're saying.
Wow.
That's good.
So you've got to find a way to let your actions actually do the talking. I love LeBron right now. LeBron's like, let Dylan Brooks say whatever he wants. He can talk all he wants. I'm just going to show up, and I'm going to let my game do the talking. Leadership is about letting your game, your fruit, your life, your devotion, your discipline, your consistency do the talking.
That's right.
To me, consistency is loud. Like, you can be the loudest guy in the room, but you're probably the most insecure, worst leader in the room. If you're just the one that's getting up and doing the work, it's like, dang, that's loud to me.
Yep.
It's really loud. That's really confident. That's really good character. That's, you know what? I think it's about just continuing to live your genuine life. Be focused. Be who you're supposed to be. Keep putting in the work. Keep showing.
That's right.
Showing up. Keep going to bed early. Keep getting up early. Just keep doing the stuff. And your life will do the talking.
That's right.
If you're telling me I'm this, that, and the other, it's like, show me the fruit.
Yep.
Show me the fruit. Show me what you're getting done. So let me give you some hacks to getting things done. Ooh. Number one, make a to-do list every day.
Love that.
Great.
Make a daily to-do list. I make my to-do list every day, and the first thing I put down is the date.
Love it.
Today's date is X, and I'm going to do, and I just start brain dumping all my stuff. As soon as I get done reading my Bible for the day, I go straight to my to-do list, and I got all my to-do lists. I make two different to-do lists, sometimes three. The first to-do list is called personal. What do I got to get done in my personal life? Mm-hmm. That's my house, my kids, my family, me. What I got to get done. I got to go shopping. I got to go da-da-da. I got to purchase this. Whatever. Next, what I work on. Mm. My work, my job. Right. And that's one. That one gets long. And I just, because the way that my mind works is I think in details.
Yeah.
But I'll be overwhelmed if I don't get all the details out of my mind and onto a piece of paper in front of me. So I brain dump. This is how I prepared messages. I just brain dump. And then what I can do is I can go back through that and I can start to work through whoever works with me on these issues, great, these areas. But you got to make a daily to-do list. This is what Julia does every day. It's what I do every day. It's what great leaders do every day. Because I got something to do every day. Julia is really good at, she does it on her, the note section, and then she clicks the checked off.
I love tapping the little dot.
Just tap. So it feels so good. Satisfying. Yeah. Because it's building confidence.
Yep.
Okay. Number two, focus hours. We talked about it, 5 to 8, but it's like, what are your hours? Find times to focus.
Yeah.
I believe in focus hours, number two. And number three, emphasis days.
This is so good.
I have days that I emphasize, I'm going to do this on Mondays. Clearly, it's not Record Leadership Lean In podcast, except for today, the only time I've ever done this. But Tuesdays, I do the same thing. Wednesdays, I focus on the same thing. Thursdays, I have a Friday. My day off is Friday. I focus on the same thing on Friday. My Friday looks very repetitive to the rest of my Fridays.
Yeah.
Do the same thing on Fridays. A Saturday. It's the same Saturday. Might be a couple of baseball games in there, but it's the same. Sundays, I live very robotic and very routine. I live a very boring life.
Yeah.
Very, but I emphasize the stuff that I need to. What I'm emphasizing on a Tuesday is so different than a Thursday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my mind goes into different gears for different days to accomplish everything in my world. Here's the last one, is group accountability. Here's a hack on getting things done, is you need group accountability. Group accountability to me is a safe place, because if I say in a group of 3 or 4, I'm going to reach out to so-and-so, I'm going to get an answer about this, and I'll get back to you. If I don't do that, the whole group remembers I said that, and I didn't do that.
That's right.
So I like the accountability that comes with. This is why I think most bad leaders do not like community.
Mm. Wow.
Because we are all exposed in community.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In community, you have to be nice. In community, you have to play fair. In community, you have to apologize. In community, you can't be on your own.
You have to add value.
In community, you got to add. You can't just be a taker. Mm-hmm. Most selfish leaders do not like community, because community is not about them.
Wow.
Community is about others. Mm-hmm. Most people don't want group accountability because they want to just, it's me, it's my life, it's my, it's just, it, you don't, you can't ask me where that project is. You can't speak into this. You can't follow up with, you can't ping me. You can't circle back with me. They don't want group accountability. I think great leadership's going like, I'm in a group just like everybody else. I'm playing my role. I'm a part of a team. I'm not above criticism. I'm not above being pinged or circled back with. I enjoy the group accountability.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I relish within the group accountability. That is, to me, is a safe space when other people know also what I'm working on. Yep. So I think if you're not very good at getting things done, let's try and apply some of these hacks to find ways in your leadership to be known as a person of execution. Yeah. Executing things builds confidence with others, but leader, hear me. Executing builds confidence with you. We'll see you soon.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast.
The Algin Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in Raw through your favorite podcast app.